Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. This is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I am your host, Paul Castain, from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and this is the podcast for sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners who want to sell more. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about how you can complement the phone with other forms of outreach. But first, you need to know that this week's episode is brought to you by our How to Hunt More Effectively online programs. Let's go ahead, pay the bills, and give it a quick listen. Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain, and I wanted to remind you that this Thursday, October 23rd, is the kickoff to our How to Hunt More Effectively program. Let me tell you the deal with this online program. I created it because I feel that in sales, many of us are clinging way too heavily to the phone, way too heavily with email as well. And those channels, as good as they are flooded. And many times we start to blend in with all the other messages that they're getting, and they get quite a bit through both of those channels. Now, remember, we're not looking to get rid of those things. In fact, I actually have two sessions in the course that are dedicated, one to phone, one to email, so you'll be happy to know we're not dissing those things. But here's kind of some of the things that we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about how you can complement your phone and your email with snail mail. With how about things like social networking and traditional networking? I think one of the most underutilized things out there is asking for referrals. But a lot of people think that, well, you know, the conversation gets kind of weird. How do I ask for referrals? When should I ask for referrals? And yet, if you'd ask me, referrals represent the lowest hanging fruit of the low hanging fruit, if you can imagine that. So we're certainly going to talk about that. Also, too, I think it's really important that we demonstrate our creativity to prospects. Why? Because they're looking for creative solutions. And unfortunately, the phone is really not the most creative thing. Sometimes with email, we get a little creative. But I think creative approaches in general can certainly complement all of this. But you know what? Kind of long story short, one of the things that we're going to be doing is I'm going to show you how we could do several forms of outreach. I mean, there's going to be 9 online sessions in this course. And then I'm going to bring it all together. And I'm going to show you how do we get them to work in unison? Because I think that's the other problem that a lot of us face is that we might do a few different, embrace a few different forms of outreach, but we kind of use the siloed approach, you know what I mean? Like kind of the phone works one way and the email might work another way. And if we do one other form and that works another way, how do we get them all like ships to sail as a fleet kind of together and kind of support each other? So it kind of strengthens the entire communication plan. So if this sounds like something of interest to you, I would highly recommend that you go by yoursalesplaybook.com/sellmore. And also, too, I think the timing of this might be pretty good for you, and I think for all of us, because we're really coming up on year-end, and I think we all deserve, as good as we may have done this year, to maybe do that much better. Why don't we kind of consider this an opportunity to finish the year stronger? So, again, if this is something that is of interest to you and you'd like to get a complete course outline, the information, certainly the cost, and to reserve your seat for this session that's going to be starting this Thursday on the 23rd, you're going to want to stop by yoursalesplaybook.com/sellmore, because I believe you're going to sell more as a result of this. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, everyone, so the idea this week is to talk about how we can complement the phone and even to some extent all those emails that we're sending out with other forms of outreach. Now, this is not going to shock you at all. This will come as no surprise. In fact, you're going to say, here he goes again. You guys should know by now that I am like a huge advocate. I am the poster child for mixing up your forms of outreach, how you plan on reaching out to a potential client, like moving beyond the phone and moving beyond those emails. Normally, I give 3 reasons why I'm a big fan of this. Today, because I love you guys, I'm going to give you six. No extra charge. Kind of like a Sales Playbook podcast exclusive. You're welcome. Here we go. The first one is, I really believe that when we use the phone exclusively, after a while, it becomes like this bad stimulus response thing. In other words, they kind of see the name on the caller ID, or maybe they hear the voice, and they give you the blow-off, right? They give you their auto-eject, like, yeah, we're all set, or whatever it is. Kind of like the typical thing over and over and over again. But most of the time, you never even get the damn person on the phone. They see the caller ID, or the gatekeeper stops you, like at the gate, hey, uno momento there, dude. Here's your name and the voice and the name of the company, and goes into the blow-off. So after a while, it's almost like you're kind of saying blah, 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 blah to them. So that's the first reason. Second reason, you guys know that I really believe in this one. I think everyone out there has their preferred venue for communication. You do. I do. Your families and friends do. Your clients certainly do, and you better believe your prospects do. So here's an easy thing for you to do. Let's forget about all those people I just named. Let's just keep it real simple. I want you to think about your customers. I bet you have clients that the only way that they're going to respond to you is through email. I bet you have other clients like I do that just they're all about text messaging. I have other clients, believe it or not, this is the God's honest truth, and I know I'm not alone because I've had chats with people about this. I have people, they will only contact me through a social network. Like I'm either getting an inbox on LinkedIn. I have two clients right off the top of my head I can think of that will direct message me on Twitter, which, by the way, I hope they don't get offended. I hate that. I absolutely do. But you know what? They're the customer. They're paying the bills. If this is how they want to do it, that's fine. But here's the bottom line. Most of us make just a critical mistake in sales. And what we do is that we're reaching out to people based on what makes us most comfortable and what we get and what we like. And what that does is that limits the opportunity. I mean, great example. What if I just pick up a phone and I call you? But meanwhile, you're more of a creative person that if I tried more of a creative approach, that would resonate with you. What if you're more of a visual person and me sending you something in the mail would resonate with you? What if you're an extremely busy person and easily distracted in a FedEx that came at a time of day that wasn't piled in with all the other mail would get your attention? You guys kind of follow where I'm going with this. So that's one of the reasons too. Let me keep going. I do believe that the phone, like email, is overcrowded. It is extremely noisy. It is very hard for us to stand out. I also think it's way too easy for us to kind of take on the vibe of like a me too sales pitch. All of us must sound the same to them. And I'm going to tell you, from the other side of the fence or the other side of the desk or conference room table or whatever you want to call it, I own a business. I get a lot of phone calls. And I'm telling you, I never looked at things the same way again when I realized how much all of us must sound the same to a buyer from the person who buys. From that perspective, it changed everything for me. And if you think I'm kidding, you guys should go talk to the people handling the purchasing for your company. That'll wake you up a little bit. Next, I also think, and this one is really, really important. In fact, I think they're all important. I've been talking about, like, kind of a big word for us. I mean, I had to look it up when I heard it. Sorry, don't mean to sound like a complete illiterate here. But you miss out on an opportunity to establish propinquity. Now, I've talked about that quite a bit. Talk about it quite a bit in my courses, too, by the way. This is like Castaigne's big word of the year. I try to impress people with this at parties by pretending like I have good vocabulary, saying this word, and calling them an idiot if they don't know the word, by the way, just to be a snob. Like, you don't know propinquity? Did you go past the sixth grade? Huh! We're leaving, dear. Get your fur. Let's go. Anyway, and my smoking jacket. But here's the deal. Propinquity means kind of like that nearness and that closeness and that kinship. And I like to tag it along, just like a little thing into that. I think it's kind of like that literal bumping into people. It's almost like in your neighborhood, you kind of know somebody, you run into them at the supermarket. You kind of know that same person, maybe another time you run into them at your family and their family's favorite restaurant or at a movie, or maybe, you know, at the holiday season, which will be coming up in a few weeks. Maybe there's something with the kids singing in the choir or the kids' soccer game, right? At Christmas time, they play soccer at the Christmas tree. We know that. But anyway, you get the idea. But you see, if I'm trying to establish that sense of propinquity that you're bumping into me, and I can't even bump into you once because you don't pick up the damn phone, I miss out on something. And that's huge. And by the way, the example that I give to people about the strength of propinquity, some of you can relate to this, some of you can't. But what I'll often say to the people in my classes, I'll say to them, it's part of what brought you to me. You've been bumping into me. I mean, in this case, I mean, I'm bumping into you in the front seat of your damn car. I'm riding shotgun right now, hanging out with you. In fact, you made me pay for like half the tolls, you bastard. I mean, come on. But anyway, you guys get the idea. But it's like, I'll say that to them, and people kind of have that aha moment. Some of you right now that aren't my customers, but maybe you're considering me, maybe to coach you, or maybe to come on site and do some training for your team. You're kind of experiencing that sense of propinquity because we bump into each other in different places. It's this podcast. It's my blog. Some of you get direct mail pieces from me. Some of you are getting phone calls from me. You guys get the idea. But heck, if I only embrace one and you're not having that, we ain't never going to bump into each other. And to me, this is kind of like the great grandmother or great grandfather or great grandparents, forefathers, foremothers, if that sounds okay. I don't think it really has a ring to it, but I don't want any of the women like writing me like snotgrams about this. But to me, this is the thing that comes before that whole sense of like what we love to beat up, you know like, and trust. How the hell can you know, like, and trust me if we're not bumping into each other to begin that process somehow? So that's one of the things, too, which I just beat the ever-living hell out of. The other thing that I want you to think about is that, and this is super important, I want you to circle this one and say, Castain's talking about me here. I think that if you dislike the phone, which a lot of people do, and they're kind of ballless when it comes to this. They think it's all cool and gung-ho to get in meetings and say, I love cold calling. Are you freaking sick? How could you love cold calling? I mean, I got to cry BS on that. And I almost said the, we almost went into new heights there. I almost literally said the you-know-what curse, man. And I can't have that. But you guys know what I'm talking about. I mean, not everybody loves cold calling, man. I've been in sales for over 30 years. I don't like cold calling. It's part of the job. It's part of the territory. But I do know this. Human behavior is such. I'm going to play Dr. Phil right now. Probably less of a jackass version of him, I hope. More cooler version of Dr. Phil. Less of a tool. Here's the deal. Human behavior is such that we avoid the things that make us uncomfortable. I know. I should not be in sales training. I should be, you know, doing psychoanalysis, probably starting with myself. But it's, and you've heard me cite the study before, that dude up in Canada, Dr. Pierce Steele, did this 10-year study, the jackass, 10 years to do a study on procrastination. He's jackass. Because he is now the butt of every damn joke in the world. It's like, yeah, 10 years. What, you put it off for 9.5 years, Dr. Steele? He's got to be sick of that by now. Kind of like the guy who played Superman getting his ass kicked in bars. So people could say, I kicked the heck out of Superman in a bar. Man, I really. I got to get like a cursing jar or something for this podcast because it's going to get bad. Anyway, I promise you it wouldn't. I'm going to keep this like kind of PG-13 as much as I can. But anyway, seriously, if you dislike the phone and that's all you got, you're going to find yourself doing avoidance activities, typically things like administrative, hanging out and spending an inordinate amount of time back in the plant and in the shop. People in the printing industry do this one all the time. Got to coach those people to stay the hell out of the shop. Get the damn phone back to your ear, dude. But if that's all you got, and you don't like the phone, and you have some forms of call reluctance, and you're not really having it, you're going to be avoiding it, and you're not going to be as productive. Now, if you mix it up, you're going to be a hell of a lot more productive. You're welcome for that one, too, by the way. The other thing that I want to say is item number six, is that it's kind of a selfish reason that I want you to think about. And then we're gonna expedite this podcast a little bit, because I'm just kind of riffing a little bit too much today. But I do want to tell you, just for selfish reasons, you want to mix it up. We as salespeople are not wired to do one damn thing all day long. To me, and I've said this example every time, I've owned Castain Training Systems now 3.5 years. And for 3.5 years, I've had similar conversations with a lot of my coaching clients that maybe haven't listened to my podcast. And they don't know how I feel about this. They'll say to me, Paul, you're going to be so proud of me, man. I've blocked out the entire day Thursday for cold calling. Usually my response is, I'm like, are you sick? Dude, I mean, man, are you crazy? Why would you do that to yourself? The entire day? That's it? That's all you're going to do? Mix it up. Are you kidding me? We are not. We have the worst form of ADD on the planet. I am telling you, unless you are inside sales, you are not wired to be stuck at a desk doing the same damn thing over and over and over again. Otherwise, guess what? You ready for this? Gonna play Dr. Phil again. And I'm really like yelling at you guys a lot. Let me take it down. See, I'm calming down now. Otherwise, you would have went into a desk job. You wouldn't have done this. So I want you to think about that. Now, enough of that now. I'm just kind of just getting crazy here. Let's just talk a little bit about how can we create this mix. Now, I gave you the why, and that's all great and philosophical. I got to tell you about the how. So let's get into that right now. So what I want you to do is I'm going to give you a visual. And the reason why I'm giving you the visual is not because I'm off my rocker. It's because the brain thinks in pictures. And whenever I do training sessions and everything, I like to give you visuals so that you have a higher probability of remembering it, especially a visual that would be kind of an out of context visual to remember something. Because if it's a little bit out of the ordinary, the brain has a higher probability of remembering it. And that's what I want you to be able to do after this podcast today. Although I would love for you to forget it and then have to hire me so I teach you it. That wouldn't be bad either, right? A dude's got to ask. But for now, let me just see if I can put myself out of a job at least for a few more weeks. So here's what you might want to do. I want you to picture a tool shed. I know, crazy. Picture a tool shed with empty shelves. Now, our job right now, and this is going to get crazier as we go, trust me. Our job right now is to fill those empty shelves with different forms of outreach. So what I want you to think about right now, I'm going to ask you a question. And if you're where you can safely pull a car over, or if you're in your office or home, and you could easily pause this and write safely. I don't want you writing in the car. Seriously, I don't need somebody cracking up the car, and then I get sued because it's like, well, you told me to write this down. I'm going 90 miles an hour. Come on. I mean, seriously, you never know. And I'm going to ask you a question. And what I want you to do is kind of put this on pause and then answer it in silence. And just let your pen go. Don't judge your answers. And just see what you can come up with. So here's the question. What, besides the phone, are possibilities, possible forms of touches for you, possible forms of reaching out to a potential customer? So I'm going to give you the other one. It's not like I'm giving anything away here. I'm actually going to like kind of take it away from you, but we have to put it on the list, though. Aside from the phone, well, email is one of them. But yeah, but you don't need to listen to my podcast to get that. You knew that already, and you're probably clinging way too much to the two of them. But besides that, what else do we have? So in silence, I want you to pause this, and I want you to think of everything possible to fill those shelves and picture yourself putting these things on those tool shelves, because these are all going to be tools for you. So please begin now. Put your Uncle Paul on pause. Don't get dicky or cute or anything else and just like pretend like you're doing it, because that's just, I mean, come on, man. All right, begin now. Okay. Now, I'm hoping that you actually put me on pause. If you did not, you hang your head now. Hang the head. Hang the head. Be ashamed of yourself, because that just ain't right. Ain't nobody got time for that. Now, come on. You go and you put me back on pause and quit screwing around and do the exercise. I'm going to get out there and start giving you like an Italian hit in the head. Like, get it together, dude. Anyway, so I'm hoping that you came up with some things. You didn't take the lazy ass way out. And I'm going to give you a few things to add to that. You, half of you probably didn't do the exercise. I know this crowd. And he goes, yeah, he got us. And then you can still proceed to let me carry on. Instead of pausing it, getting off your ass and doing the exercise. But okay, whatever. I'll play along. Don't worry about me. I'm only a sales trainer. Anyway, I'm kidding with you guys, kind of. So, there's some things that we can put on there. So, we said the phone. We said email. How about snail mail? How about social networks? How about traditional networking? How about referrals? That's one people miss a lot of. Creative door openers. And what I mean by that, people ask me all the time, what do you mean by that, Paul? What I mean by that is like trying to do like some things that are kind of catchy and creative and different, and just like sending them something cool and different and fun and funny. I mean, feet freak me out, but there's some people that they'll go to this like company that makes chocolate feet, and they'll send somebody a chocolate foot, and they'll say, hey, you know, trying to get a foot in the door or something like that. I'm talking about that kind of stuff without getting as hokey as I just made it. Plus, feet are disgusting things, man. I don't know why anybody would want to eat a chocolate foot. I mean, why don't you send them a chocolate ass while you're at it? I mean, seriously, feet and ass. I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm sorry. Shaking my head here. But anyway, but there's other things too. How about drop-ins and drop-offs? There's even things with content that you can do, with seminars, webinars, paper studies. You know the deal. So your first assignment is to rethink that list. And again, if you want to maybe pause this and rethink it, that's one of the things that you can do. The other thing that I want you to do now, this is where the visual gets a little crazier. I told you, the brain is going to remember things that are a little out of context, a little wacky. In this case, might be an understatement. So I want you to picture those shelves. Now, because you're a real thorough type of dude to do that, each one of those shelves is labeled with the form of outreach. Now, that's not the crazy part. So, for example, the thing that says phone, you ready for this, says phone. Think for emails, emails. Snail mail, snail mail. Drop-ins, drop-ins. You get the deal, but now it gets wacky. Picture a drop-down menu like that would be on your computer. It's on the shelf with a little arrow, and you click on that arrow. I don't know how the hell you do it in real life, but okay, this, we're playing let's pretend and make believe and stuff. And, well, if we were drinking, you'd be able to picture it, right? You guys would be hallucinating. But anyway, a few shots later. But what you're going to do is you're going to picture that shelf with a little drop-down menu. So within each one of those categories, you have all these extra choices. So, I mean, let's take the part that you guys are clinging way too much to, the phone. Well, there's all different kinds of phone calls, right? There's kind of more of an introduction type of phone call. There's ones maybe you would share an idea, things like that. But let's go over to that crazy email that you guys are doing way too much of. Again, one that's more of an introduction. One of them where I'm kind of sending you a resource or something maybe to kind of establish my expertise, like a study or something like that. There are emails where I'm referencing maybe a trigger event that I noticed that has to do with you and that would affect you. I might be doing something like that. All different types of creative door openers. There are things when I'm sending you things. There's food items, and there's other things that are more like your promotional products that I can have fun with. There's all different things. Social networking. Heck, this, think about all the different social networks. I've got Twitter. I've got Facebook. I've got LinkedIn. I've got Google+. We even have specialized social networks within different industries. So I want you to think about that. So that's the next part of the exercise. I want you to pause this podcast, and I want you to think about what would be on the drop down for each category. Now, if you can do that, now let's just say that first part between what I've given you and you brainstorming it and you doing another assignment that I've yet to give you, because I've got all kinds of assignments up my sleeves today, like punishing you guys for like wanting to learn. And if you were to take all those things now that you have on those shelves, and then you were to kick it up a notch and put a drop-down menu and come up with all kinds of categories, you will leave this podcast today with probably on the low end 30 forms of outreach. Typical results, your mileage may vary. See that first day with the new tongue? What happens when you're pushing 50? And you may come up with 50, but the whole point of it is that certainly you have to exit this podcast with a little bit more than just the damn phone and just the damn email. You have to be able to do that. Now, if you guys want to kick this up a notch, sales managers, do this in your sales meeting. I mean, you know how I feel about the sales meetings. You don't want to get me going on that. These sales meetings that you guys are doing suck. I'm hearing it from your salespeople. Please, like, heed my words. They suck. And that is me cleaning up my language, trying to keep this PG-13. If we were on the phone with you, if I was on the phone with you, I would weave a tapestry of profanity and probably never do business with you, because you would disgust me. No, I'm kidding. I'm just really dramatizing the point. But to have these sales meetings where we're talking about administrative crap and pulling salespeople out of the field and away from their money to talk about that, and to talk about what Frank's numbers are and what Paul's numbers are and the projection and the TPS reports, that is what we call a crappy sales meeting. And I'm going to tell you, every one of your salespeople might be looking at you, but they're having an out-of-body experience. Do stuff like this in your meeting. This is going to be a higher value meeting, because everybody's going to walk out of there, hopefully, with the collective brain power of your team. Now, unless you have a team of idiots, you're going to benefit from this. Everybody's going to benefit from this. Have them come to that meeting ready to do this. Now, you know, the only other thing that I just want to say is that, you know, many of us just get way too comfortable continuing to default with what makes us comfortable. For many of you, it's the phone. Many of you, it's email. But, you know, there's a flip side to this, too. And I hardly ever talk about this side, and I think it's time I kind of bring its face into this whole podcast thing. I see it with a lot of the folks who, they're just hanging out on social networking all day. You are missing out on the people who will pick up their phone and who like an email and all. I see it with other people. Like, I have several people in my network that like power networkers. And they're wondering why they could never really get a hold of me. Well, I don't know, because you're holding out for me to go to networking events that I really don't dig going to. So the whole thing is that, remember, you have to be willing to maybe push out of that comfort zone a little bit. So, you know, don't, and a good rule of thumb is stop defaulting and start complementing those things with other things. So, I mean, there you have it, folks. You have several ideas there to kind of have you picture this incredible tool shed with all kinds of tools, all types of forms of outreach. You've got this crazy, wacky drop-down menu that gives you additional options within each category. Think about that. That could easily, when we combine the two and multiply the two by each other, however you want to run the math or the multiplication, it means that you could have easily 30 to 50 forms of outreach. Now, you watch what starts to happen. I think you're going to become re-energized, and I think many of us by this time of year, man, we need that jolt, and I think it's going to help you out a lot. I think you're going to be coming across a lot more interesting to your prospects, and I also think that you have a higher probability of nailing, absolutely nailing the form of outreach that they like best. Oh, and you know what? Let's also consider this too. When you start doing all these forms, and you know how to map them properly, I think they can work together and kind of strengthen each other, and they start sailing together like a fleet, and they're working together instead of these little one-off approaches that we do and these little siloed approaches. So, you know, that's kind of, I gave you kind of like the how to do it. If you're interested in learning more about how you can really nail this stuff within each category, whether it be referrals or emails or snail mail, creative types of outreach, I would really encourage you to stop by and check out the course that we're going to be launching this Thursday on the 23rd. And it's called How to Hunt More Effectively. You can access the website by going to yoursalesplaybook.com/sell more, because it's my sincere hope that you're going to sell more as a result of that course. So I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an absolutely all caps incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production.